And I'm now joined by Jessica Beale, who's the star of Easy Virtue. Welcome to Magic.
Thank you.
And wow, you get a great part in this film.
I really do. I think I have the best part. I'm not biased or anything.
Very adventurous.
Yes, it is.
Because you play a racing driver who picks up this boy in Monaco and marries him.
Right. Hey, really, it could happen.
It's very impulsive.
Yes.
When you get back to Britain, obviously you get a little bit bored, so you go off on your little adventures. I'm thinking, of course, here about the fox hunt.
Of course.
What a great scene that is. You must have had so much fun. You get to ride an old bike.
I know. I didn't really get to ride it, though. And that's why we have insurance. It's so boring.
Don't you just hate all that?
Yes. I'm always asking, please, can I do this? Please, can I do this? And it's most of the time the answer is no.
I get the feeling you're quite an adventurous girl.
Definitely.
What sort of stuff do you like to do?
Snowboarding, whitewater rafting, skydiving.
Blimey. And the insurance covers you on that lot.
Yeah, no. Like, you're not doing any of it. So I have to do it all in my off time.
That's just mean.
I know.
And there's a scene in the film as well. I just want to put people's mind at rest. How's the chihuahua?
Alive and well.
And starring in Beverly Hills Chihuahua now, no doubt.
I think so.
I think there is only one working chihuahua in Hollywood.
Right, exactly.
Good, because we were all a little bit concerned by that.
Yes, no chihuahuas were injured at all in the making of this movie. I can tell you that.
Brilliant. You get to work with some great cast. Mm-hmm. It is an ensemble cast, really.
Yes.
So a little word about some of your cast members.
Yes, I mean, that was one of the draws of this movie, to work with Kristin Scott Thomas and Colin Firth and Ben and Kimberly Nixon, Charlotte, Pip. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with incredible, incredible actors. It was intimidating and a little bit scary because I look up to Kristin especially and to Colin, and they're just so prestigious and talented, and they were amazing.
Ben was saying that Colin was his mentor, albeit a rubbish one. I'm wondering, has Kristin become your mentor at all? Have you sort of done any phone calls and asked her for any advice?
I actually haven't. We haven't really stayed in contact much, but I would love to. I'm sure she has the most incredible advice.
she's been there and done it, hasn't she? So
she sure has.
Definitely. Now, you get to sing in this.
Mm-hmm.
I gather you're actually quite a good singer. Yeah, outside of Hollywood, as it were. Am I right in thinking you're actually doing an album?
I'm actually not. I don't know where that rumor came from. I think it's probably from this movie.
Quite possibly.
I'm sure. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, more's the point, then. Why are you not doing an album? Because you've got a great voice.
I don't know. I just don't really feel like I have, I don't know, an enough song in me to do 12 or 15 songs. I don't play any instruments. I sort of feel like if I was ever going to do that, I would want to be in a band and, you know, really, really do it. And I also think that actors that transition into musicians, it doesn't really work so well. I'm sort of more interested in musical theater or movie musical, something like that.
Well, you know, Colin's now got a platinum disc from Mamma Mia.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. He's been bragging about that, I think.
I'm very jealous about that.
Yeah. Is that the sort of film you'd like to be in?
Well, maybe not particularly that story or that kind of music, but something like that, like Chicago or Moulin Rouge.
Ooh.
You know, something like that.
This is written by the same guy that did Moulin Rouge, isn't it? The music, of course.
I know, Marius.
And you do get, obviously, you're on the soundtrack as Miss Jessica Beale, because it's keeping the 20s theme going. Let's just talk about the music on this film, because very clever how some of the tracks, you know, modern day tracks, have been turned into 20 songs.
Mm-hmm.
What was your thought on those?
I thought it was the best idea that Steph had. I mean, he really has taken all of the elements of a period movie and just turned it upside down, which is what he does best, because he's such an irreverent, crazy Australian sense of humor, and the way he is just so... everything that a British period piece is not. And that's why they work so well together. And I thought it was so fun. It created such a wonderful backdrop for the scenes and the stories. And, you know, you're sitting in the movie, and the first time you're listening, you're going, I know this song. what is this song? I know these lyrics, but what is it? And then you realize, oh my God, that's Sex Bomb. You know, it's so kind of crazy. And it's just another way to, you know, really, really create this modern idea of what a period piece can be. And it can be fun, and it can be stupid, and it can be silly, and it can be emotional, and it can be all those things.
Well, the film is certainly all those things. It is. It's a great, witty British comedy, and that's what I really liked about it. And
me too.
I wish you all the success with it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.